And so, folks, I mean, it's nothing new to say that God is love. You know that from John's letter, the Epistle of John. And then you know that the fruit of the Spirit is love, right? From Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And you know that love is how the body of Christ grows, here from Ephesians chapter 4. Love works. Love is how God works in the world. In fact, I would say to you that love is how people know that it's God and not you. Love is not the natural state of humanity. Now, we can control our behavior. We can present in ways that are socially acceptable. And here in church, you better behave yourself because people can give you a look if you don't, right? But that's not, I don't feel like people in this church are browbeat or under any kind of passive-aggressive control of people who make little comments that let you know you're not acceptable and you need to change, right? Well, this is a loving congregation, and we wouldn't put up with any of that subtle manipulation that happens from people who get their way by letting their words slip and slide or saying things to you privately about someone else. And you wouldn't entertain gossip of talking about, well, you know, the other person in church. They're, you know, but we, yeah. Of course, that doesn't happen here. There's no gossip, and there's no manipulation, and there's no intimidation by the pious, righteous minority who says, you all need to be more like me. That's not what's going on here in this place. But do you see how when God says, when Jesus says that the greatest commandments are to, what, completely love God with everything we have, no matter how you slice it or which gospel you're reading, with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength, to love God with everything that we have and to love each other. So we are to know God and to receive love from God and to love in God's name. And love at work in us is how the world will know it's God and not us. If you haven't been in a situation where you actually have to behave in a way that's contrary to how you feel in you, because love requires it, you may not be plumbing the depths of love. You may not be loving well. If you just give people what you've got, that could be interpreted as carnal. If you just think with your brain what ought to be good and then calculate how to do it, and you're not led by the Spirit of God to do the loving thing, the sacrificial thing, the building each other up, the singing to each other in songs and hymns and spiritual psalms and quoting of scripture to one another and sometimes correcting each other, rebuke, training in righteousness by the Word of God, and it getting out in moments that are difficult. If that's not happening, you have to stop and you have to question yourself, are you on track? Anyway, continuing to look at this work, we are called to actually love. Remember the verse, let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. And I am here to fearlessly proclaim to you the full counsel of God. The ordained minister, made pastor of this church by God, not man, preaching the gospel made real by God, not man, to a church won by the blood of Christ, not the efforts of men. This church that's growing, it's not because you're wonderful and the way that you greeted them at the door when they came in is why they stayed, but it'll be a part of it. But God drew you when you came here, didn't he? And why you stay here is because God's got you here. And there have been people who have moved on to other places. There have been people who couldn't hang with whatever the teaching is that comes from the front, which I hope is mostly just scripture. But together, all of us speaking the truth in love are how God himself rescues souls from hell. Think about that. Now, there's nobody who's a pastor that isn't a pastor except because the Holy Spirit made them to be ready to serve and able to serve and succeed at all. And there's nobody in this room who believes that Jesus Christ died on the cross for their sins and was buried and on the third day rose again and is filled with the Holy Spirit of God because of that belief. Who has that belief because they're smart or because they're able. God is the one who rescues souls from hell, and it is because of the truth and the love of God at work in people that touches every one of you here. And that's how it goes. So church, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ. You can't take the name of God upon you, Christian, and have it mean less than it did when Jesus Christ wore it. Did you hear that? You can't take the name of God upon you, Christian, and have it mean less than it did when Jesus Christ wore it.